Well, we have State Senator Mr. Mike Jacobson in this morning. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
I'm excellent. How was your weekend?
You know, it was actually pretty good. I went down to the farm, and Julie was gone. She actually took her mother out to see Julie's aunt, Julie's mom's sister-in-law. Oh. And so I was home alone, so I went down to the farm, and I didn't get killed. I have no band-aids. There's no, I didn't even get any bruises. So it was a successful weekend at the farm.
There you go.
We
there
joked about that. I mean, you judge your weekend on what broke or what you hurt.
Exactly. And nothing broke.
Well,
there were some broken things I fixed. So I felt
well, there's always something
there.
Broken that needs fixed.
On the farm,
that's right.
Yep.
That's right. That's
all right. Very good. You brought a guest today.
I did bring a guest. I brought my AA, Christina, and so she wanted to come to North Platte, take a couple of days off, and so we're going to coordinate with Cheryl on trying to coordinate who's, as they run my life, I need everybody to kind of be on the same page between sure. Julie and Cheryl and Christina. So I'll let her talk a little bit about what she's doing.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well.
It is good to have you in. Well, and AA stands for?
Administrative Assistance.
Okay. Very good. Very good. So you and what is that job?
Basically, whatever senator needs done,
all
I
the
do.
Above.
Very good. So your right hand and maybe left hand, too.
Depending on what it is,
yeah,
yes.
Very good. Very good. And is this, I mean, has that been your, I mean, what's your passion? Is this your passion? What do you want to do? Is this something you want to keep doing for a while?
It is. It's not something that I ever thought I would aspire to
right.
or get into. Getting into the job in the first place, it was kind of just a luck type of thing. Ended up at the legislature. I've been there since 2015 on and off, and I just found that it is my passion. It's something I'm good at and something that I want to keep doing. I don't have any thoughts to like move up. I love what I do.
That's awesome.
Very good.
It's great.
And Mike speaks very highly of you, and he's done both on and off the air, so you know, be fair about this. A good administrative assistant is worth their weight in gold, so you must be doing great.
Thank you.
Well, she really is, and I kind of put it in perspective. As a new senator coming down to Lincoln,
right.
No matter what your background is, there are so many little things, and I say little things, so many important things that you don't think about that need to get done.
Right.
And so I was very, very fortunate to have both an AA and an LA in place to where they could direct me as to what needed to get done, particularly as you guys recall coming in the middle of the session.
Right.
You know, I had to hit the ground running. I didn't have any time to organize staff and do a bunch of other things. And so Julie was helping me the first few days, and we got Christina hired. And so between Christina and Joe, they took care of running the office. But I can tell you, there's you look this year with all of the incoming freshmen, and there is kind of a shortage of qualified staff around, and
right.
part of that was a salary thing. A lot of the term limited senators that left, their staffs decided to do something else.
Right.
And so I was very fortunate this year to be able to hit the ground running, knowing that my staff was in place. And everybody else is still trying to secure an office, get their computers, and then get staff hired. Plus, when you got somebody, an AA, who understands how to make the computers work, who knows all the other staff, that understands the people that are in the clerk's office and what all the things need to get done, my life is pretty good. It's almost like being at the bank with Cheryl, because you know, Cheryl does everything for me at the bank, and of course at home, you know, Julie takes care of everything at home. So I've got three women.
Pretty cushy
running,
life, don't you?
I got three women running my life.
Very good. Right, that helps you for efficiency's sake.
Now I know what I need to aspire to.
Yeah, that's right.
But I mean, from a standpoint of you're ready, you're hitting the boots, hitting the ground running quicker than the rest of them then.
Well, that's exactly right. And, you know, right on down to some of the details. Okay, so when we did the changes on the floor, so last year I was back on the left side near the back. This year I'm over on the right side or the left side, depending on where you're looking at it from. And so I come down early for the beginning of the session. Christine has already got all the things I need at my desk, pencils, pens, highlighters, candy, other snacks. So everything's already there. She knew what needed to be where. When it comes to getting vouchers done and tracking those things, she knows what needs to be done, when it needs to be done. Those things are really important when you consider the fact that I got other things I need to get done.
That's the administrative assistants that I know. They have their planners out in front of them and on the computer, and man, every minute of your day is mapped out, and they keep you on track too.
Well, here's the big challenge right now is, so I've got a laptop for the legislature, which I can't really have on my bank computer. Then I've got my bank computer. Okay, I sit on the board of the Federal Home Loan Bank in Topeka. I've got a computer for a laptop for that, and I sit on the hospital board, and so it's got a separate computer, and none of them talk to each other.
Oh yeah.
Okay, so now when it comes to this summer is kind of challenging because there's all kinds of things going on in the legislature, or you know, things I'm getting invited to, or things that I need to consider attending, and then meanwhile, Cheryl's taking care of everything I need to get done at the bank in terms of my schedule here, and then Julie's got her schedule of things we need to get done, including going to parades and some other things that are happening in our personal lives, and so now getting all of this to communicate on one calendar, that's part of the challenge today.
Man, that sounds like you guys got a job to do today then, combining all that.
But, I hope you got these different laptops color coordinated so you don't show up at the legislature with your one from the banking.
Well, I would tell you this, that I've not had that happen, but I have run into that with the Home Loan Bank in the hospital where I bring the wrong one with me. That's a little frustrating, but so you kind of got to wing it at that point.
AAs are the unsung heroes of our state legislature, Ed.
I think that's exactly right. And for good ones, they're hard to come by. And I'd also tell you that, I don't know, I'd like Christina speak to that. But, you know, I think you have to have kind of a passion for being, you have to be a little bit of a political junkie. And wouldn't you say, was that?
I found it easier to stay pretty neutral. Because I've been able to work with everyone. It just makes the whole job easier.
But I'm thinking more in terms of just the flow of politics itself.
At least have a basic entrance. Interest.
And how things happen.
Yeah. Oh, definitely, yes. And that just seems to have grown over the years.
Yeah.
At least for me.
Yeah, well, it seems to me that as I've looked at the other AAs and LAs, that they have an interest in politics as a whole and how the process works, no matter what your political leanings might be. We ought to get Joe in here sometime to talk about the LA role, but I'm fortunate there because Joe's got a law degree, and which is very helpful in being able to research things. And so, of course, his job right now is pretty much taking apart all the bills that we passed to trying to make sure and confirm what we passed, and that what we did pass is actually what we passed, and then we're looking at any fixes we may need to make next year, and then just make, again, understanding everything that got done. And so he's doing a fair amount of research on that, and then I'm constantly getting emails from people on different issues, and so he's doing some research there, and in some cases there may be a couple of cases where we may look at potentially bringing some legislation because there's problems that we've identified. And so Joe's done the research to see what the statutes say, and if there's holes or things that need to be modified, that's when you bring cleanup bills that can kind of fix those.
Well, you know, and the session is not particularly long. I mean, I think maybe if you didn't really know state legislature in Nebraska, you might think, oh, it's something that happens every day, all year. Mm-hmm. It's a pretty quick session. You have to be pretty efficient in what you guys do, and obviously this session wasn't particularly efficient, at least to get started. So you have to be even more efficient when things finally turn around. And without your aides, that's probably impossible.
Well, and that's really true. And this year, it was even more difficult because this year, because all of a sudden everything got compressed on that last, really, that was the last 2 weeks of the session, or the last 14 legislative days, is when we spent when we really started making progress on bills. And then you're bringing in these big Christmas tree bills,
right?
And you literally can't read fast enough what's moving along. And so that's when your LA is very important.
Did Joe know everything that was in all those?
No. It would be physically impossible right. to read it all. But I would tell you that Joe and I would talk about, okay, what's in here? Go check this out. Let's look at this. Let's make sure that this got this way. And then one of the frustrating things is when you're adding amendments of your own and you're going to the committee chairs and the committee chairs, okay, well, we don't know that we like this. We'd like to do this. And you go back and forth. And then he's working with their staff. And then ultimately, I've got to go around and talk to the senator themselves and say, hey, look, where are we at on this? Or my LA is running into a stone wall right now, and we need to get this done. We're running out of time. And so you got some of that goes on as well.
So, you know, obviously we're not in session right now, and we've been talking property tax valuation over the last couple weeks. Is there anything that you wanted to bring up yet this morning?
Well, I would just remind people that I keep getting frustrated when people say, well, I got my new tax statement. It's like, no, you didn't get your tax statement. You got your property valuation. And I just want to stress a couple of things. If you got your new tax valuation, I'm saying it myself. If you got your new property valuation, okay, it's just the value of your property from a tax assessed standpoint. Let's keep in mind that the county assessor has state guidelines they must follow when it comes to valuing the property. The biggest question you should ask yourself is, could I sell that property for what they valued it at? Or better yet, would you sell it for what they valued it at? And 99 times out of 100, and probably 999,000 times, you're gonna come back with the answer, no, I would not sell it for that. I think it's worth more than that. Okay, even though it went up 11% or 15%, that's what inflation did. So what we're trying to do is get the values right, consistent among the statutes that were laid out, so that everything is valued, so we know what that base is. That's what we call our tax base. Then we take that tax base, we get to the fall, all the public entities develop their budgets, and now we're going to say, here's how many dollars they need to collect, here's what the tax base is, now what does the mill levy need to be, and then we're going to determine what your tax is on each of your properties. So the tax will not be known until probably in November, and that's when you're going to get your tax statement. What you've gotten now is a valuation. Now, I have had some calls from people saying, I think they're valuing it wrong, I don't like the process. That's one of the things I spent some time doing this past week. I was looking at the valuation on CREP property. It's a CRP enhancement program. Yep. Okay, so how is that being valued? Is it being valued as dry land? Is it being valued as irrigated? Is it being valued as a combination? Frankly, it's kind of a combination. I'm not sure it's pure dry land, but it's not pure irrigated. And so how do you go about valuing that? Hmm. And so we're studying that a little more, and we're going to see. I think this is a case that could get appealed to Turk, and if it does, we may look at that and decide whether or not there needs to be a bill to fix that. But those are the kinds of things that we're doing this summer. And keep in mind, that's what's really happening right now with property valuations.
Yeah, I know the county commissioners, I think they've got a couple extra meetings this week to go through the rest of the protests. I think they were hoping to...
They're whittling it down, but yeah. They still have long.
Well, let me just remind people, the county assessor is not the enemy.
Right.
And the county commissioners are not the enemy, okay? Of course, your state senator, of course, is not either. but that just goes without saying. But this is all what's in state.
There's a joke in there somewhere.
Yeah, probably is, but I don't know that you could find it.
You had one?
No.
I do have a couple questions for you when you're done, Mike.
Go.
What do you think is your most challenging part of the job?
Trying to read his mind.
That's a common problem.
Yeah. Because I want to be able to...
Talk to Julie about that.
Oh, yeah.
She struggles with that as well.
I want to be able to get him what he needs before he even asks for it or even knows he needs it.
Now, let me just tell you, visiting with Cheryl will be important for you. because I swear Cheryl can read my mind. And she's been around me long enough now on the, in the work setting that Cheryl, she, when calls come in, she knows which people I should be talking to and which people she needs to get handled by somebody else. It's amazing, but it's an acquired taste, I think.
Very good.
And then a highly important question. What's the candy that you put on?
Yeah, I was going to ask. I was thinking the same thing. That's the only thing I took away from this whole interview is trying to figure out what candy.
It's the soft peppermints.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Okay. All
right. So for what it's worth, I'm getting ready to go to a committee meeting. Okay, so I'm busy running 100 mile an hour, getting ready to go to the committee meeting, and she hands me my notebook for the committee with all the current stuff in it as I'm heading to the committee hearing. And so all the bills that are going to be heard are in there and all that. I get to the committee hearing room, I open it up, and there's some soft mints tucked away in the collar there. So I've got that just in case as nice. I'm sitting through the committee meeting. So those are the things.
You're doing well, taking care of it.
Right.
Oh, very good. Well, we appreciate you guys stopping in. Enjoy North Platte, Christina.
I am.
Thank you for coming by. It's good to meet you.
I believe Mike had said this is your first time this far west in Nebraska coming out to North
Platte.
No,
it's not my first time. I've been out here a few times in the years past.
Okay.
But this is the longest I've been here. I've never stayed overnight.
Very good. Very good. Well, it's great to have you guys in studio. And Mike, good to see you as well. I'll talk to you again next Monday.
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right. Very good.
Have a good week.